Good morning and welcome to the Early Tee, your daily look at golf and life from Stick and Hack. Sports betting has been explosive in the last few years, and golf has not missed out on the party. The PGA Tour even signed a deal with PointsBet to serve as the official sports book for the quickly evolving realm of golf gambling. However, wagers on the golf course are nothing new. From common games including Nassaus, Skins, Greenies, and the like, to special traditions among friends and family, these challenges are the juice that keeps many golfers coming back for more. And as we recently witnessed through the emotional release by both sides after the Ryder Cup at Whistling Straits, it's the friendly wagers for pride or pints that often mean the most. Speaking of the overwhelming dominance exhibited by Team USA, there was one bet you probably didn't see at any sportsbook. Still, the payoff was a sight to see. If St. Andrews Links is the home of golf, then Pinehurst in North Carolina is arguably the capital of golf in the States. And it turns out the two clubs know each other. For the last few Ryder Cups, the two organizations have held a friendly wager over the Ryder Cup. Whichever side of the pond is victorious has their club's flag flown on the 18th hole at the loser's course. Well, the morning after Strick and the gang hung 19 on the Europeans, St. Andrews paid its debt. Their social media team released pictures and video of the Pinehurst No. 2 flag victoriously flapping in the wind over Old Course's 18th green. Now, the FYI. Today in 1950, Boston Celtics owner Walter Brown and coach Red Auerbach drew lots out of a hat for three members of the defunct Chicago Stags franchise. Now they hit the jackpot with future six-time NBA champion Bob Cousy. Imagine getting players by pulling them out of a hat. Those were the days. That's it for the Early Tee today. Enjoy your day or enjoy your round.